Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
When we were in Prescott, Arizona, we went on a hike to the base of a dam that held water in a large reservoir. Something that was very unique about this trail was that it was all across rocks and rocks and more rocks. Much of the trail wasn't even on a dirt path, but across boulders. So you know what they did in order to know where to go, where the path was? We had to follow these dots that were spray painted on the rocks. Sometimes we lost the path and had to go back, and then find the next dot. Jesus is the one who leads us. He is the dots on our path to heaven. And when we get to heaven, we will tell everyone that Jesus is the one who led us all the way.
All the way, my Savior, lead me. What a heart you have beside. Can I doubt His tender mercy? Who the eyes has been my guide. Heavenly peace, divine comfort. Here my faith and hand to dwell. For I know what may befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know what may befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, all the wholeness of His love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, when my flight to realms of faith, since I saw through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. Since I saw through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
Let's practice our books of the Bible. Are you ready? Here we go. I'm going to start with the first book, and then you say the next one, and then we'll go back and forth, okay? So I'll go first. Here we go. Matthew, your turn. Luke. Acts, your turn. Good. Romans. 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Now your turn. Did you say Galatians? Good. Galatians. Now Ephesians, your turn. Philippians, excellent. Colossians. Now, there's two T's. They go together. First and second what? Thessalonians. Good, you got it. My turn. First and second Timothy. What comes next? Titus. Philemon. Your turn. Good, Hebrews. James. Ooh, do you know this one? This is two. First and second. What is it? First and second Peter. Good. First and second, third, John, your turn. Jude, excellent. Revelation. Wow, we did it. Good. Okay, I want you to say it with me. Let's start from the beginning and go all the way through. Here we go, starting with Matthew. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. So what's the first book of the New Testament? Can you tell me? Matthew, good. What's the last book of the New Testament? Revelation. Let's review our seven that we're doing this week, though. 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Did you know that the book of Jude says that we are to stand for the right no matter what? We are to fight for it. Or, as Jude 1 verse 3 says, contend earnestly for the faith. We are to stand up against false teachers, but we have to be spiritually ready. We have to know who we believe in and what we believe before we can fight against false teachings. That's why it's so important to spend time with Jesus, to read from His Word, to learn the stories, because we want to know what we believe and who we believe in. And then we can stand for the right no matter what. That's what Jesus is looking for. Boys and girls just like you who will stand for the right. Hello, boys and girls. We have been talking about our talents this week, haven't we? Have you done the homework where you write down what you are talented with and ways that you can use those talents for Jesus? If you haven't yet, I really, really encourage you to do that. We want to know and understand what our talents are, and then we want to use them for Jesus. If you are having a hard time figuring out what your talent is, that's okay. Pull an adult or a Sabbath school teacher or somebody who knows you well. Talk to them. Pull them aside and say, what talents do I have and how can I use them for Jesus? They'll help you and you will be blessed. We're going to continue talking about talents today, but first let's pray and let's ask Jesus to be with us, all right? Dear Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care. As we talk about our talents and our influence and the way that we can change the world around us and show people Jesus who is in our hearts, we ask for your Spirit and your love, your compassion, and your patience. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's think about what we talked about yesterday. What were some of the talents that we mentioned yesterday? And let's decide if we're using them to help ourselves or to help Jesus. Remember, we have a choice to make. We can help ourselves with our talents or we can help Jesus. So let's talk about thinking and speaking. Do you know how to think? Do you know how to speak? Is learning to study and to think important? It's very important. School is so important because it teaches you how to ask important questions, how to think things through, and it really helps to engage your mind, and your mind can be active. The more that we think and the more that we exercise our mind, guess what? It's going to get stronger. It's kind of like exercising. I really don't like to exercise. Oftentimes I will think, I need to exercise. And so I'll go and I'll start exercising and the next day I'm sore. Why am I sore? Because I haven't been exercising. But the more that I do it, guess what happens? The less sore I am. And pretty soon I can do a workout and I'm feeling great. It's the same thing with our mind. The more that we think and we study, the more it exercises our mind and our mind gets stronger. Now, do we want to be reading things or watching things that will be bad for our mind? No. We want to put good things into our minds. As we watch TV, as we play video games, as we read books, we want to make sure that what we're reading or watching, that it's good, that it helps us to have good thoughts, that it helps us to be kind and polite and cheerful. Have you ever talked to some people? Do you speak politely? Do you speak kindly? Do you speak cheerful words? When you speak in front of church or to a group of people, do you talk nicely and slowly and pronounce your words well? Or do you just rush through what you're going to say so quickly and then people can't understand you? I've known some kids that they'll talk kind of like this and then you have to kind of try to figure out and you're like, well, what are you doing today? And they'll be like, well, I'm going to go play with my friends and then I'm going to walk the dog. Can you understand that? No. It's important to speak slowly. Because if I just talk really fast and then you don't know what I'm saying, then it's hard for you to keep up, right? We speak slowly. Now, what about our influence? Do you know what influence is? Influence is a big word. It basically means the amount of power that you have to have an effect on someone else or something else. So an example is, I had a friend who, whatever I would do, she would do. If I got a new toy, she would get a new toy, or she would want a new toy, and then pretty soon she got a new toy. If I liked some certain clothes, she got some certain clothes. And I had influence. I had power. The decisions that I made for myself ended up affecting her and her decisions. So I want you to stop and think. Who do you have influence on? Maybe it's your friends. Maybe when you're with a group of friends and they're like, what should we play? What should we play? And you say, let's play a game of tag. And everyone's like, yeah, that sounds fun. Or let's play a game of capture the flag. Oh, that sounds great. Or let's go ride our bikes. Yeah, let's do it. That is influence. You are influencing them. Now, what about younger brothers or sisters? You want to eat a certain kind of cereal, and your younger brother or sister says, I want some too. Me too. Or let's say that you want to read a certain book, and they're like, I want to read that book. I want that book. Or you want to play with a toy, and they come up to you, and they want that toy too. You are influencing them. Are you remembering that everything you do and say helps both you and others make right or wrong choices? Yeah. What about time? We all have the same amount of time. We each have 24 hours in one day. And we all have the choice of how we're going to use our time. Children spend much time in school and such things. Grown-ups have to spend time too. We do work or take care of our families. But did you know that we can waste time by not doing our best? We also have the choice to use our time to learn useful things. I'm pretty sure most of you go to school, if not all of you. You go to school to learn things to help you as you get older. For us as adults, it's good and it's important to continue learning. Just because I'm not in school, it does not mean that I don't still learn. But oftentimes, we get kind of lazy or we want to do something else instead of spending that time usefully. What are some things that we do that might be a waste of time? Do you know? What are some things that you might do that's a waste of time? I know I really struggle with movies. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I love movies. And oftentimes, if I'm not careful, it becomes like an addiction where all I think about, all I want to do, all I crave is to just watch movies. Now, for you guys, it might be something different. It might be reading books, or it might be playing video games, or it might be on social media. What about health? Most of us learn the laws of health. Do you know the laws of health? Getting rest, eating healthy food, getting sunshine, exercising. But do most people obey them? It's one thing to know what we're supposed to do, but it's another thing to make choices to keep our bodies healthy. Now, what about money? God has given us money to take care of us and to help others. Let's look at Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 through 10. Malachi is in the Old Testament, but it's right before the New Testament. Can you find Matthew, the first book in the New Testament? If you can find Matthew, Malachi is right before that. It's the book right before Matthew. Malachi chapter 3, the chapters are the big numbers, and then verse 8. I had to turn my page. Matthew is the book right after Malachi. So if you get to Matthew, just go back a few pages and you'll be in Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Let's see what that says.
Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it.
Giving our tithes, giving our offerings, is a way that we help God. And if we don't give our tithes, guess what happens? God calls it robbery. Have you ever had something stolen from you? It's not fun. In fact, it creates a huge hassle. We live in a place where oftentimes people will break in and steal from the houses. And one day, somebody went up to our house when we were not there, and they kicked the door in and they went through all of our stuff looking for things to take. When somebody steals from you, you feel really icky and it's annoying, especially if it's financial things or money. God has promised that when we bring our tithes to Him, when we give our tithes to Him, then He will bless us. Look at these blessings. There will be food in His house. The windows of heaven will open up and He will pour out such a blessing that there's not room enough to receive it. God is faithful. You know, so often we think that if we keep things for ourselves, it will make us happy. But that's not true. What's true is that when we give to God, He will give us even more blessings. It may not be exactly in money, but He will always pour out more blessings than we could ever imagine. I am so glad that God does that for us, aren't you? Well, let's pray and let's thank Him for all of His blessings, and let's ask Him to help us to use our talents for Him. Dear Lord, we pray that You will work in our hearts and in our lives. Help us to look for ways, actively look for ways, to use the talents that You have given us for You and in Your service. Thank You for Your love and Your care. Thank You for Your promises and how You are faithful. We love You. Amen. All right, it's our memory verse. Are you ready to sing our memory verse? Matthew 25, verse 40, it says, "Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." God wants us to be faithful. He wants us to give to those who cannot always pay us back, and He will bless us for it.
Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.